Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're able, read with me the sermon slide today, which says, upside down is right side up. Based on our gospel reading from Mark 1, verse 7, which reads, and John was preaching and saying, after me comes one who is mightier than I, and I am not even worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I encourage you to follow the sermon outline provided for you in the handout as we consider our today's theme, upside down is right side up. In almost every area of life, it can be said, up is good and down is bad. People make every effort to move upward to higher and higher levels of status. The desired direction always seems to be upward. If a professional man is in middle management, his goal is to move up to the executive level. If a woman is a vice principal at a high school, her goal is to become the principal. If you're a second string player or a bench warmer on any athletic team, your goal is to become a starting player and a star player. The vocabulary of the world in which we live constantly points upward with such terms as achievement, promotion, advancement, upgrades. This is how we're conditioned to think from birth. You are not doing well in life unless you are moving onward and upward. So pervasive is this mindset that we have even fashioned words that describe and define people who don't show upward progress. Words like these: underachiever, low performance, unproductive. I'm personally quite saddened these days with the increasing number of sports figures from high school to university to the professional ranks in all sports who have been caught using PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, and whose harm to their sport and harm to their own bodies can never be repaired. Some students cheat at school. Some workers cheat on the job. Some political officials cheat in their official government positions. All driven by the same impulse to move onward, to move upward. That is the way it is in almost every area of human life. Did you notice what I just said? In almost every area. There is at least one area in which the desired direction is actually downward, smaller, and lesser. This one area is in our role as a disciple of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. What was it that John the Baptizer said about himself in relationship to Jesus? He said in Mark 1, verse 7, the gospel reading for today, John was preaching and saying, after me comes one who is mightier than I am. I am not even worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. John points downward, not upward. Listen to these next passages from Scripture, just a potpourri collection, and ask yourself, which direction do these passages seem to be pointing? Mark 9:34, Jesus said, he who would be the greatest among you must be the servant of all. Luke 18:14, Jesus said, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, if anybody would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. It doesn't take long to discover that achievement in the kingdom of God moves in a different direction than does achievement in this world. In the terms of our sermon title, for the Christian believer, it is true. Upside down is right side up. Our Lord himself points us in a different direction than the world points us. Our Lord in Jesus encourages us to embrace humility over haughtiness, service to others over personal status, self-denial over self-gratification, personal sacrifice over personal security. The idea of upside down is right side up. It's what John the Baptizer was talking about when he spoke about not being worthy to stoop down and unstrap the sandal of Jesus' feet. It's also what he was talking about in another time of Scripture when he says this in John 3, verse 30. John said about Jesus, I must decrease, but he must increase. In these passages, John is saying the same thing to his disciples. I've done what I've come to do. I've come to prepare the world for Jesus, and here he is. I must now get out of the way. Stop following me and start following Jesus. I must decrease in popularity. He must increase in popularity. Behold, look, there he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He's the Savior. I must go down and get out of the limelight that he might be lifted up and draw all people to himself. This is good advice to disciples of Jesus from all generations. We need to stop following anybody and everybody but Jesus. Now, once in a while, I may read something Oprah or Dr. Phil has spoken or written, but I'm following Jesus. You may say, at one time in my life, I may have been a follower of another religion or some famous person, but now the believer says, but I am going to follow Jesus. I may get a lot of advice from websites, commercial advertisements, TV infomercials, powerful people in education or politics, but I am determined to follow Jesus. Not only that's important for you and me to do what John the Baptizer did, to direct others away from ourselves and to direct them to Jesus, to join with John in saying, behold, behold, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold, Jesus is the sinless Savior that saves us from the grip of hell. Behold, Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. He's the light of the world. We follow Jesus. But now for some wonderful good news, what the church calls the gospel. Jesus himself is the model of today's theme, upside down is right side up. Jesus gave up all the power and majesty of heaven. Jesus gave up the glory of being co-equal with God the Father. All that was up, he set aside so that he could come down. Come down to be born a man, to become our Savior, to give his life as payment for our sins. This is how Paul describes upside down is right side up. In Philippians 2, let me read it for you. Christ Jesus, being in the very nature of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing. He emptied himself out, taking the very nature of a servant, and being made in human likeness, he was found in the appearance as a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Wow, Jesus gave up his place at the right hand of God the Father so he could take our place on that old rugged cross. Jesus went from the highest place to the lowest place. He whose hands created the universe allowed sinful men to nail those hands to a cross for you and for me. He who had it all gave it all up, and he did it for you and your salvation. The master and all-powerful Lord of creation was born a helpless baby that he might give his life to redeem all creation. This is the one whose birth we just celebrated at Christmas. The Christmas babe, the crucified Savior, the risen Redeemer, is the same one who said this about himself in Mark 10:45. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Why are you here today? Let me ask you again. Why are you here today? You may be here for many reasons, but hopefully one reason is this. You want to be a better, a closer, or more faithful disciple of Jesus, and that's good. One who is a disciple of Jesus strives to be like John the Baptizer. A disciple of Jesus wants to take the back seat to Jesus. A disciple of Jesus knows who the servant is and who the master is. We do not come to church so that I can get my way and I can be in charge. We do not come to church so we can get what we want. We don't come to church so selfishly we can just be lifted up. We come to church so we can serve. We come to church so that we can be strengthened to live as God's people in the Monday through Saturdays of our lives. We come to church to do what John the Baptizer did, to lift up the name of Jesus and then to point others to him. My friends, how our congregation could be completely transformed and revitalized if each of us saw Sunday as not just a day we can get something for ourselves, but as a day to praise the name of Jesus and lift him up. A day to serve God and to serve others and not just be served. Here's a revolutionary thought. Are you with me? A day to bring another person that they may sit at the feet of Jesus, come into his presence, that they might change his life for all eternity. Dear Lord, remind us here at Trinity Lutheran Church the crucial lessons that John the Baptizer proclaimed. Upside down is right side up. We must decrease so he can increase. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. The greatest among us is the servant of all. Now, this is not the way of the self-serving, self-promoting, self-advancing, me, me, me world in which we live. But this is the way of Jesus. It's the way of those who follow him. Upside down is right side up. Jesus alone can change lives. Jesus alone can really dry tears. Jesus alone can escort people into life everlasting. And we exist as individual Christians and as a Christian congregation, not to exalt or serve ourselves, but to exalt the name of Jesus and serve others by pointing them to him. We do not just individually ask of the church, what's in it for me? We do not as a congregation ask, how can we just build our attendance and build our budget? But we do ask, what is it that best serves God and best serves the needs of others? Upside down is right side up. It's the way of John the Baptizer. It's the way of Jesus. May it be our way, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.